You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Amanda Hawkins and I'm the Head of Mental Health and Counselling at RNIB. And I want to talk to you today about how to approach the end of year reflections in a healthy way, because sometimes we can become a little bit fixated about things we're going to be doing differently next year. So I've got some top tips on how to do that. So the first one is to start with kindness, not criticism. Before you even begin, set the tone. I'm looking back to understand, not judge myself. This stops the brain from turning reflection into a list of failures. I think it's really important to recognize that we move forward every year. We don't need to always do things differently. Number two is to keep it simple. Three small prompts are enough. These are: what went better than I expected? What was harder than I hoped? And what do I want to do more of next year? And again, just the kindness of those phrases rather than I have to do better or I need to do more of. So just keeping those really open. And this helps you to focus on your growth and not perfection. Number three is to notice moments, not metrics. Think about feelings, memories and experiences, not weight, salary, steps walked, etc. Moments that matter are more often small and a kind message, a quiet walk, a challenge you handled, rather than all of those stats that I said before. Number four is to celebrate progress you forgot about. Ask, what would January me be proud of? We tend to minimise slow, steady changes, including emotional resilience, boundaries, or healing. Number five is to let go of things that you don't need to carry forward. Gently naming things you're done with, habits, relationships, expectations, and old stories about yourself. This isn't blaming, it's releasing. Number six, reflect on your body, not just your brain. A walk, a warm drink, a shower, or sitting by a window can help your mind unwind. Reflection comes more easily when you are not forcing it. Don't treat your New Year's resolutions like homework. No need for a fancy journal, special ritual, or perfect answers. You can reflect in notes on your iPhone, a voice memo, or a quiet thought in bed. And finally, ask the future you what she or he needs. A lovely final question. What would make next year feel gentler and more supportive for me? This frames the future around care, not pressure. So these would be my suggestions to you as you reflect on the year that's been and you try and support yourself to have a better 2026 in whatever way that comes around.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.